Question is, can you speak a little bit about samatha vipassana and explain the difference between serenity and equanimity? Thank you. Samatha vipassana is actually a commentarial kind of division. Samatha is talking about tranquility, vipassana about insight, and it has a scriptural basis to a certain extent, but it was sort of as the commentaries tried to systematize the teachings and the methodologies, then there was a division into distinct realms of separate practices of samatha practices in terms of concentration, tranquility practices, and then vipassana practices, insight techniques. And I tend to lean much more towards that the Buddha himself didn't draw huge distinctions between the two. And also that my teacher Ajahn Chah didn't really teach in a way that drew large distinctions between them. Oftentimes he would say, like, samatha vipassana is sort of like, it's kind of like a, you know, like a green mango and a ripe mango. Same mango. So that's sort of, but it's a part of the process of the ripening. So that the aspects of concentration and settling the mind, one-pointing, creating tranquility within mind are part of the same process of ripening. And the reflective, investigative, contemplative aspects of the practice are part of that whole spectrum of practice and training. They rely on each other, they depend on each other there. In order for the mind, the heart to ripen in relinquishment and liberation, then it requires both of these, say a proficiency in both of those aspects of training. there's the difference between serenity and equanimity. There's serenity is oftentimes used as a translation for, say, the samatha or the tranquility, peaceful abidings of the mind. So that is more like a concentration practice. Equanimity, or the result of a concentration and focusing practice. Equanimity is a bit more nuanced in the sense that equanimity is both a Brahma-vihara, a divine abiding, part of the spectrum of loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity. So those are sublime states of mind that are lofty and they have a result in say, you know, very refined state of consciousness. Equanimity is also an enlightenment factor, so that in the there's a set of teachings that the Buddha used, which are called the seven factors of enlightenment. Mindfulness, reflection on Dhamma, effort, joy, tranquility, concentration, equanimity. So that equanimity is then also a factor of wisdom, in the sense of the mind becomes very stable, steady, unshakable, because of both it being, say, an emotional abiding, but also a wisdom abiding. So equanimity is a bit more nuanced. Serenity is probably a bit more just the settling of the mind, peacefulness of the mind, peaceful abiding.